Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe.
Last week, we spoke with David Gibson, director of the College of the Atlantic's Community Energy Center, and two of his students on their ongoing weatherization and energy work on the Cranberry Isles. Here's more of our conversation, this time focused on the students' experience of completing household energy audits.
Yeah, personally, it's been a wonderful experience being able to work with the community here at Great Cranberry Island, especially because we got to see the problem that they're like, all the issues that they have with the energy and electricity, that sometimes they're not like able to have energy for their daily basic need, which is crazy. So it's been like really nice to be able to understand that, but like also the fact that we are here trying to help them just give us a lot of joy.
Yeah, really talking with the community and being a part of it and like sitting down with the homeowners and having more of a discussion than just this is what's wrong with your home and you need to fix it. More of a what's up? Tell me like what are the issues that you're facing and we'll brainstorm how to fix it and what we can do to help. And if we can't help, who can help with that? Things like that. Like really getting to know them has been nice.
Those two students you just heard reflecting on their experience were Adler and Uriah. A key part of the equation of getting building retrofit and efficiency work done is a trained-up workforce. Students at College of the Atlantic, as part of the Community Energy Center, get to have real hands-on experience building these skills.
Part of a prerequisite for the internship was taking David's Building Science and Energy Auditing course at COA. I took it last year and then was a Community Energy Center intern with David over the summer, where we insulated, vapor barriered, and dimple matted a couple really old basements on the COA campus and got them ready for the spray foam contractors to come out. So that was really like my start to building sciences. And then we were both in the sustainable energy practicum course in the fall.
And yeah, as I was saying, yeah, we took that class that like gave us like the foundation to understand more about this project and everything. And also I work last winter break with David, also like insulating some houses that also gave me some experience to start here.
This work has been made possible by some of the many outpouring of federal funding opportunities.
We received a buildings upgrade prize from the U.S. Department of Energy. And the goal of that is to help scale up home energy retrofits and to increase the market impact of energy improvements. And that's a four-phase project. And so far, we've just been awarded the first phase. But the idea is to demonstrate that we can increase the number of home energy retrofits that are happening and scale up the market for that. Energy efficiency is the most important aspect of transitioning off of fossil fuels. Maine has some of the oldest housing stock in the country, and so many of the homes are poorly insulated, have never been properly air sealed, and it doesn't really matter what your heating source is if all the heat is leaking out through poor insulation or lack of air sealing. And so trying to focus on air sealing and insulating homes to keep the heat in, and then transitioning to electric appliances, so heat pumps and heat pump water heaters for producing the heat and hot water, which are far more efficient than like oil or propane combustion, and eliminate the carbon emissions that goes along with the combustion of fossil fuels. And then the final step would be installing solar or batteries to provide local renewable energy. But the first step of air sealing and insulation is really critical. And so trying to identify what the needs are for that and help people to improve the efficiency of their homes while at the same time, as Adler has mentioned, addressing any health and safety issues so we're not making problems worse. Clearly, if someone's furnace is producing carbon monoxide and that's getting in the house, we don't want to air seal the house and trap that inside. And so understanding if there are any health and safety issues and then making sure that those are addressed before additional work is done.
You can learn more about this project at maineup.com. That's www.maineup.com.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.